Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero.
Speed and Clint fly from Casablanca to Mazagan, where they meet Carlos Del Valle, another member of the International Secret Police, who is to replace Smiley Preston. Carlos is disguised as an Arab because several attempts have been made on his life since coming to Mazagan. Evidently, someone knows that he is to join the boys on their investigation of the Atlantean Syndicate and is determined on preventing this. Carlos tells Speed and Clint to come to his rooms in the native quarter later and promises to send them similar disguises. Meantime, the octopus learns that the boys have landed, and suspecting that the Arab who followed them into Spinney's garden is Del Valle, orders his operator in Mazagan to surround Carlos' living quarters and await Speed and Clint, for eventually they will come there to discuss future plans. The African night has fallen over the ancient city, and we find the boys, disguised as Arabs, making their way to the address Carlos gave them.
Guess we look like real Arabs, all right, Clint. The disguise you've got on and the one you put on me, it'd fool anybody.
Too bad if it didn't, Speed. This street is dim, but we don't know what awaits us at the inn Carlos is staying at.
Say, we ought to be getting there soon, shouldn't we?
I think it's just ahead, where all those lights are.
Oh. Gosh, what's that?
Oh, that's native music of some sort, I imagine.
Music? Sounds like a bunch of cats to me.
Watch it, Speed. Here we are.
Yeah. Some hotel. No place to ask for information or anything.
We don't need any information. We have the number of Carlos's room. Come along, but don't say anything until we're well past that crowd of Arabs in the room.
I won't. One of them is playing a flute or something. That's what's causing that noise.
Yes, but never mind that now. Watch your step.
Okay.
Up these steps, Pete.
Gosh, this is a dirty place. I'd sure hate to live here.
To live under strange circumstances in our profession, Steve. Well, here we are, the first landing. The room we're looking for should be on this floor.
It's so dim you can hardly see the numbers.
Yeah, here we are.
Are you sure? I'd hate to knock and have an Arab open the door and start jabbering Arabian at us.
Don't worry. We're right if Carlos was right.
Come in. Well, I see you had no trouble in finding me.
Not yet, Carlos. I don't like the looks of this place. Anything could happen here and no one would be the wiser.
Well, all is not yet what it seems, Clint. But now, to get down to business, you brought all the data with you?
Yes. Let's use that table over there.
You know. And I have here a very complete map of northern and central Africa. We don't have to worry about the southern portion of the country yet.
And I hope we never do. Boy, look at the size of that map.
It is a good one, no, Speed? See, here we are here at this moment.
Yeah, there's Mazagan, all right.
And here's the data to study.
Let's sit down while we study it, eh? I think we shall need all the rest we can get.
Now then, first, here's a list of the stockholders of the Atlantean Syndicate. Names of the 10 wealthiest men in the world.
These men to be lured into such a swindle. But they have reputations for shrewdness, Clint, and mucho financial wisdom. They could never have amassed such great fortunes had they been as stupid as their latest investment seems to indicate.
The biggest fish are as easily caught as the smallest, if the right bait is used, Carlos.
And in this case, the bait was the lost empire of Atlantis.
Yes, with positive proof of its location. The first expedition into the Sahara returned with a golden helmet and cup, and a piece of granite bearing the name of a famous Atlantean queen.
Very conclusive proof, I should say. Perhaps they actually have found the continent, Clint.
With the octopus hanging around somewhere?
Oh, that is so. If he found such a fabulous fortune, he certainly wouldn't let anyone else know it.
I should say not. No, the whole thing is a gigantic swindle, Carlos. And I'm not so sure that some of the investors aren't in with the octopus.
So? Is such a thing possible?
Too much wealth sometimes makes men do strange things. One or two of the investors may be after the scalps of the others. In the end, they'll lose too. But meantime, the octopus may keep them thinking they have the laugh on the others.
But the octopus is the only one that'll do the laughing unless we can stop him.
His job will not be so easy. What made you suspect all these, Clint?
When Buchanan came to Africa to investigate the expedition's findings.
One moment, amigo. Who is Buchanan again?
One of the syndicate's biggest stockholders.
Ah, I see. His name is on the list here.
Yes, that's right. He came down to look things over before we were called in on the case. And when he dropped out of sight in Central Africa, a paper was found in his belongings, bearing the mark of the octopus.
See, I remember you told me
now,
that...
Now, the octopus is not so stupid as to leave a trademark on a job like this. This Atlantean idea was the biggest thing he tried to swing. And he'd never advertise his connection with the syndicate.
Then you think Buchanan had correspondence with him before he disappeared?
Yes. And when he got to know too much, they came for him, not knowing that he'd kept any of the correspondence.
That octopus mark was all they found? No other letters?
That's our information. And that's also why we're going to Central Africa, to see if there's anything else.
Yeah. He disappeared from a little village. They might overlook something important.
And from which little village did Senor Buchanan disappear?
Leopoldville.
Leopoldville. If he disappeared from there, the ants must have carried him off.
Ants?
See, Speed. It is a village of ants, all sizes and appetites, and the natives fear them more than leopards or lions.
Now, ants or not, we're going there. What's the best route, Carlos?
Well, let us look for one little moment at the map. So, here we are up north in Mazagan. And here is Leopoldville, down here, in the Belgian Congo.
I see.
The Sahara Desert stretches between us and our destination. The Sahara and perhaps the lost continent of Atlantis.
Gosh, if we have to fly over the desert to get to Leopoldville, why don't we set down where the Atlantean expedition is digging and see what they're actually doing, Clint?
The Sahara is the end of the trail, not the beginning speed. The men employed on the expedition probably think they're actually about to locate Atlantis. The Oxpus gang probably planted the cup of gold and the other things. The workers may believe in the story as much as the investors did.
Oh.
Then you intend to fly across the Sahara, Clint. It is most dangerous.
You know the desert, Carlos?
As much as anyone does, which is very little. But I know the important oasis where we can obtain water.
Well, then our plane will take us to the Belgian Congo safely. Now, here's the route we'll take. I'd like to fly in as near a straight line as possible. And as I mark this map, you show me where the water holes are.
That Marlow and the others are at the inn now?
Yes, Octopus. They passed us not long ago and went upstairs.
You know the room that the beggar occupies?
Yes, it is on the second landing. They cannot escape. We have the inn surrounded, but they will not even get that far.
Good. Good. I am only sorry that I am not there to see the destruction of my enemies.
You do not wish them taken alive, Master.
There is too much risk of their escaping as long as they are alive. No. Take 5 of your most trusted men and go up to the room. Gain entrance by some trick, and then... the rest is up to you.
Guns, Master?
No. Knives are quieter. There must be no outcry. I do not want the Moroccan police or the Foreign Legion to investigate the disappearance.
Your word is law, Master. The secret police shall be no more before the next muezzin call is given from the tower.
And see that you do not fail. Now go and do what you have to do quickly.
Our plane will carry a great deal of gasoline. It is built for hops of long distances. So we won't have to worry about that.
Of course, we could follow the course.
No, we'd lose time. Now, our best chance of confounding the octopus is by getting to wherever the trail is hottest as soon as possible, before he has a chance to try and stop us. You know, it's unfortunate that he knows we're on the investigation, but that can't be helped. He knows, and we also know, that he's implicated in a deal. So we'll go on from there.
And how soon do you want to leave Mazagan, Clint?
Just as soon as our plane is ready, Carlos. No later than, oh, say, day after tomorrow.
Bueno, you are a man after my own heart, Clint. Even if you do such a mad thing as fly across the Sahara.
Oh, you needn't worry about that, Carlos. Clint can fly across anything and land safe and sound.
We'll stock up with plenty of provisions before leaving here.
See, as much as possible. And then we can replace what we use in Boma. Oh, perhaps we shall not have to go into the hungry country.
Hungry country? What's that?
The part of Central Africa where no vegetables will grow, Speed. We must take everything, for all we'll find are bananas and coconuts.
We'll have plenty of canned goods with us in case the trail leads there.
See, but I hope not, for our sake.
Gosh, this is going to be exciting. Will we see the jungles, Carlos, and lions and elephants?
All that and more, Speed. Leopoldville is not so very far from the Congo River, and jungle surrounds the Congo on every side. You'll see more of Africa than you wish, perhaps.
Not me, boy.
We better get some sleep before Speed gets so excited he'll want to take off tonight. Well, will you meet us the first thing in the morning, Carlos, so that we can iron out the final details?
Si, amigo. I will come to your hotel.
Do you smell something, Carlos?
Si, Speed. Danger.
Huh?
Quiet, Speed.
I don't hear anything.
But someone is near. I feel it.
You hear that?
Someone is outside our door, amigos. I think it is time we leave this place.
Quick, gather up the papers and the map.
But how can we leave without running into who's ever out there?
There are ways if they but give us time.
But they're not giving us time.
Wait.
Who is that?
The landlord, beggar. I want to speak with you.
I have no wish to speak with you. Be gone.
Open the door, or must we break it down?
That's no landlord. We're on the spot, Carlos.
Have you all the papers?
Yes. I'll have to burn them if we're surrounded. This data must not fall into the hands of the Octopus Gang.
Open the door, I say.
Come over here. Pronto.
They're breaking down the door. We haven't got a chance.
Get behind me, Speed, and light a match. If they're coming in, we'll have to burn these papers.
Too late. They've broken through. Clint, look out!